I never realized that. It was built up in such a huge mess.
Good evening, everyone. When Ruth returns with Naomi, so the pasuk describes Vatashov Naomi. Naomi returned. V'Ruth haMoaviyah kalata, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, ima with her. And that's a bothersome pasuk. Why does the pasuk stress again that Ruth is a Moabite? And then the pasuk, as though to add salt on injury, says, Hashava misdei Moab, who returned from the Moabite fields. Why is that mentioned again? And so our sages tell us that when Ruth and Naomi entered town, everyone looked down upon them. Naomi had left in great wealth, and with her affluence, the people felt that she had turned her back on them. And now that when they came back, everyone looked down and said, that's Naomi, who was so wealthy. None of us are in such poverty as she now. Look at what her actions did to her. And now they had to live in poverty. And they knew that they could go back to Moab and the food would be cheaper in Chutz Laretz. And they knew that Ruth, being the princess, could go back and have financial assistance from her father, the king in Moab. And that's what the pasuk stresses. Naomi returned, and Ruth, in her greatness, in spite of the fact that she came from Moab, in spite of the fact that she had an option to go back to the Moabite fields, she returned ima with Naomi. She was equal with Naomi in the thought, it is so good to be living this holy land. And even if we have to do it in poverty, we're better off than being in Chutz Laretz, in Moab, in wealth. And they thought to themselves, the pasuk says, Hashava, as though Ruth again returned from the Moabite fields, to tell us that they both equated, they were both in agreement, that if they were back in Moab, if they had to do it all over again, they would have done it all over again, because they much preferred being in Israel, even in this dire state, than being back in Moab. And that's why the pasuk stresses Ruth the Moabite, who returned from the Moabite fields, to tell us how great Ruth was. One of the challenges a person has when they do giyur, when they do tshuva, when they make aliyah, there's always that tantalizing effect. A person thinks, I have another option. I know a different life. There's always that challenge. Does a person tempt himself and say, if only I were there, things would be different? And the pasuk is telling us how Ruth developed herself and reminded herself over and over again and came to that concrete decision, I am so lucky to be here. If I were there, I would do it all over again. That's what the pasuk is stressing when it reiterates her land of origin, the fact that she was a Moabite. The pasuk is telling us her greatness.